In East Nashville, two sides of a single block feel like two different cities. One poor, one rich. One black, one white. WPLN's Mariba Knight spent a year reporting a podcast called The Promise, giving an intimate look into the James Casey Homes, Nashville's largest public housing project, about to embark on an epic overhaul. Every day this week, we're airing stories from the podcast, and we begin with Big Man, a public housing resident who is well-known around Casey.
I guess I'm like everybody daddy, everybody therapist.
Big Man has lived in the Casey Homes for nearly 20 years, and as he tells it, the divide between his neighborhood and the rest of East Nashville has never been greater.
Big Man's real name is Dexter Turner. He's a husband, a father, and a guy who, for all of his bluster and pessimism, really believes in the better nature of this neighborhood.
If I walk to any one of my neighbor's house and say, hey, can I have a cup of sugar? If they got it, they're going to give it to you. But if you walk up there and knock on one of them doors and say, can I have a cup of sugar? It's going to be right about 8 polices, SWAT team, and they're going to tell you who's doing a burglary.
As Big Man laid out the scenario, he pointed toward a stunning new house one block over, a modern gray and white home, 3 stories, with rows of picture windows. And it only reinforced how Big Man felt about Casey and the rest of the neighborhood.
We are a community within a community. But this is the part of the community that they don't want to hear. They don't want to see.
I wondered, was Big Man right? I decided one way to find out was to meet whoever lived in that fancy white house up the hill.
How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
We'll take you up to the 3rd floor deck. That's the view.
That's Wolfgang Blair.
Hi there.
And his wife, Stephanie Jackson. He's in his early 60s, tall and thin, with snow-white hair that tickles the base of his neck. She's a few years younger, bright eyes and warm. Wolfgang is an investment banker and a lawyer. Stephanie works for a Fortune 50 company. They moved to Nashville from San Francisco, and it turns out they were pretty deliberate about choosing this neighborhood.
We believe in regeneration of neighborhoods, not gentrification. So we believe that going into an area that people are forgotten about, and we choose to live there, we bring everybody up.
It did seem a little new agey, but it was pretty clear Stephanie and Wolfgang were not going to call the cops on Big Man. Still, I wanted them to hear what he said.
SWAT team!
I get his position, but, you know, it's got to happen organically. He needs a cup of sugar, walk up the hill, the door is open, and we all have a drink at the same time and get to know each other.
A few weeks later, Big Man and I were doing just that.
Wolfgang, this is Big Man.
Hi.
This is Wolfgang.
Slack-jawed, Big Man looked around at the bamboo floors and the soaring ceilings.
Big Man, do you want to tell him where you live?
Let's see. If you look out your door,
yeah,
that big green van right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my van.
It's always parked there.
Yeah.
The conversation was going smoothly. And pretty soon, Big Man broached the glaring issue that this house represented.
People over there, that's really, I ain't gonna even lie to you, they scared to walk up through here because the first thing they think is people up here gonna call police on them.
No.
I mean, I'm being serious.
No, I'll be out watering stuff. Black person walk, they won't look at me, you know. But I'll say, hey, how you doing? And then we'll start talking to each other, but they're afraid. I know they're afraid.
I mean, it's the point that, I mean, you got to think about it. It's generations of families that's over there.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of them people that only thing they know is them projects.
Yeah.
I ask Wolfgang and Stephanie if the violence inside Casey ever concerns them.
Do you hear the shooting or the gunshots, or do you ever worry about that?
Do I worry? No, because it's like I can't worry because I can be walking downtown Nashville and I can get hit by a car. I could get shot. I mean, you just can't.
I mean, that's the whole point. You can get done anywhere.
Stephanie's remarks would come to haunt me. But as the conversation wound down, Big Man got to talking about the Housing Authority's big overhaul of Casey. The agency is rebuilding it as a mix of low, moderate, and higher income renters. In his mind, this doesn't solve much.
Yeah, say like now, you walk over here now, you ask them what do they want, what do they need, they're going to tell you, remodeling or tearing them down, that's not going to help nothing.
No, I hear you.
What these people really got to say, it don't mean nothing.
No, but that's why I'm here
to give a voice to the community and guys like you.
Wolfgang says he'll help Big Man advocate for jobs. He'll even go to the mayor's office with him.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Okay. Talk to you.
In the weeks that followed, they kept talking. Big Man had an idea for a small business, hauling waste from building demolition sites. When I saw Big Man, he seemed surprised that Wolfgang was following through, even becoming a mentor of sorts. They started hanging out, watching sports together. It was feeling like the beginning of a really good thing. For WPLN News, I'm Maribyn Knight.